Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Success and Luck by Robert H. Frank. Sophie, I gotta ask, what's the one myth about success you think we all secretly believe?
Oh, that's easy. We all think success is just about hard work and talent. But Frank's whole point is that luck plays a much bigger role than we're comfortable admitting. And he makes a pretty compelling case.
Right. And he starts with this idea he calls the fundamental attribution error. When we succeed, we credit ourselves, but when we fail, we blame outside circumstances. It's like our brains are wired to ignore luck.
Exactly. He calls it the myth of the self-made man. And it's not just about ego. It shapes how we view wealth and poverty. If you're rich, you must be virtuous. If you're poor, you must be lazy. That's the story we tell.
But Frank says that story is just wrong. He introduces this concept of a luck barrier. It's the idea that certain lucky breaks have to happen before your talent even gets a chance to matter.
And the most obvious luck barrier is where you're born. If you're born in a stable country with good schools and clean water, that's a massive head start. No amount of hard work can overcome being born in a war zone with no education.
That's so true. And he uses this example of two equally talented musicians. One happens to be in a coffee shop when a producer walks in and their career takes off. The other one never gets that break. Same talent, totally different outcome.
And that's not just about musicians. He brings up Bill Gates. Gates was lucky to go to a school with a computer in 1968, which was incredibly rare. He was lucky the Mother's Club funded it. He was lucky Paul Allen lived nearby. Those were all random chances.
Right. And Gates is obviously brilliant and works hard. But without those lucky breaks, he's not Bill Gates. Frank calls luck a multiplier of talent and effort. It's not a replacement, but it amplifies what you do.
And here's the kicker. In winner-take-all markets like acting or tech, being slightly better than the next person can mean millions more. But the difference between the best and the second best is often just a tiny bit of luck.
So he uses this math model. If contestants are nearly identical in skill, the winner is basically determined by luck. So when we celebrate the best, we're often just celebrating the luckiest among equal talents.
And that's uncomfortable. But Frank says we need to accept it because it has huge implications for how we structure society. If success is so dependent on luck, then the successful have a bigger obligation to give back.
He proposes this progressive consumption tax. It's not a tax on income or wealth, but on spending. The idea is that wealthy people who got lucky spent a lot on luxury goods, so taxed that spending at a higher rate.
And he calls it the luck tax. The revenue would fund public goods like education and infrastructure. So it's not about punishing success. It's about investing in the luck infrastructure that made their success possible in the first place.
That's actually a really smart way to look at it. It's like the wealthy benefit from a society that provides educated workers and a stable economy. So paying into that system is just common sense.
But he knows people will push back. They'll say it undermines personal responsibility. But Frank's counter is that acknowledging luck doesn't make effort pointless. It just makes the game fairer, which actually increases the incentive to work hard.
And some people say the rich will just leave if you tax them too much. But Frank says that's a scare tactic. History shows that high tax rates don't make people flee. People love their homes and families.
Right.
The book is really about cognitive dissonance. We tell ourselves a story about success that ignores luck, but reality is different. And accepting that can make us more humble and more generous.
There's actually research showing that when people are reminded of their own good fortune, they become more supportive of public goods. So admitting you're lucky makes you more willing to give back.
And that's the emotional core. It's not about guilt. It's about gratitude and responsibility. We didn't get here entirely on our own. So we owe it to others to create more opportunities for them.
I think the takeaway for me is that luck is real and denying it is just dishonest. Once you accept that, you start seeing the world differently. You see the invisible hand of chance in every success story.
And if you want to explore more ideas like this, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. It has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, the big message is this: we should be grateful for our luck, not because we earned it, but because it's a gift. And with that gift comes a responsibility to make luck a little less decisive for everyone else. We'll see you in the next one.